The jazz legend Billie Holiday was born 100 years ago today. At the time of her death in 1959, drug abuse and hard living had taken their toll on her voice. Contributor John McDonough explains how in the years following her death, the story of her life and that iconic voice fueled a legend.
There was something special about Billie Holiday. Jazz musicians and some fans heard it, and so did a young record producer. In 1967, the late John Hammond told me about hearing 18-year-old Holiday sing in a small club.
I listened to this girl. I just couldn't believe my ears that here was a singer who sounded like an instrumentalist, like one of the most advanced instrumentalists that there's ever been. But Billie had a fairly checkered career by that time. She'd been in jail and everything. Billie had already been arrested prostitution at 14, but Billie was out of sight as an artist.
In 1935, Hammond began recording her with pianist Teddy Wilson, who put together small jazz groups that included some of the best musicians in New York, Lester Young, Benny Goodman, and Ben Webster. By the late 1930s, she had made more than 100 records. They sold well enough, but in 1938, in the prime of her career, she ranked only 14th in the annual Downbeat Readers Poll. Many didn't know her name, even at Harlem's Savoy Ballroom.
This program of ultra-modern rhythms comes to you from the Savoy Ballroom. Besides the music of Count Basie, the singing of Willie Holiday is heard here nightly.
In 1939, Holiday heard a song called Strange Fruit, but her label, Columbia, refused to record it, so she made it for a tiny jazz label. It was a slow, somber, and frightening dirge about an unspeakable topic, lynching.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
Strange Fruit changed Billie Holiday from a jazz singer to an actress. Her performances became small, intimately structured theater. She played herself, sitting on a stool in a pin spotlight with a gardenia in her hair. The rest of her life became a theater of self-destruction. Her albums became increasingly difficult to listen to as her voice hardened into a gnarled cackle. She forgot lyrics. She lost her confidence.
But what else can you do? At the end of a love affair, no good. At the end of a love affair, I don't know it.
Holiday died in a New York hospital in July 1959, under arrest on drug charges and cuffed to her hospital bed. The New York Times ran a short, unbylined obituary on page 15. She was 44 and left an estate of $1,000. Her greatest work of the 1930s was mostly out of print. All that was about to change. Her renaissance began quietly. In 1961, she was voted to the Downbeat Hall of Fame. Soon after, Columbia restored nearly 100 of her greatest early recordings.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
In 1973, Diana Ross won a Golden Globe and got an Oscar nomination for her portrayal of Holiday in Lady Sings the Blues. Holiday's 1941 record of God Bless the Child entered the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1976. There would be another 22 posthumous Grammy Awards and nominations associated with her work. In 2000, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Most artists belong to their times, but Billie Holiday is comfortable in the present. In a way, she died before her time, just as the country was beginning to talk about race, drugs, feminism, and misogyny, all of which converged in her life. Great talents who court their own doom are forever fascinating to us because they seem beyond our understanding. Maybe that's why Billie Holiday has become the mythic presence she is in absentia. That presence loomed larger than ever last year when Audra McDonald brought it to Broadway in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. She accepted her sixth Tony Award on Billie's behalf.
I want to thank all the shoulders of the strong and brave and courageous women that I'm standing on. And most of all, Billie Holiday, you deserved so much more than you were given when you were on this planet. This is for you, Billie.
Billie Holiday was born 100 years ago today. For NPR News, I'm John McDonough. Mama,
support for Jazz Night in America comes from the Wincoat Foundation.
But God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.